ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dogs and cats, children of all ages, I introduce you the future legend. He is the host of Let's Talk Podcast, the one, the only, I introduce you, Philip! Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Let's Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Philip, and this is episode number 221. And today we're going to give our thoughts on the new Batman movie, which just came out on theaters a few months ago. We're going to give our thoughts on the movie. Plus, we're going to compare the new Batman movie and the other Batman movies. And plus, we're going to talk about what's this mean about regarding the future of the other DC movies and other Batman movies. And today, I have a guest joining me who is no stranger to this podcast, make his return, Brian. Welcome back to the show, man.
Hey, welcome back, Phil. How you been?
I'm doing all right, man. Been a little drama here and there, but what about you, man?
Yeah, I've been doing pretty good. Taking one day at a time.
Right. Yeah, don't we all? one day at a time with this whole madness going on. We really, really need a real superhero, don't we?
Oh, yeah, with everything going on, I mean, we can sure use one.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And you know what? Before we started, I was looking on your Instagram regarding your cosplay. That was cool, man. I want to give props to you doing the cosplay. I know it takes some time for people to make their costume, whatever. That's pretty creative. I seen your Moon Knight costume and Ezekiel from The Walking Dead. That's pretty cool, man.
Oh, thank you. I mean, I've been thinking about doing cosplay for a while, so I decided to give it a shot. And then, you know, so far it's been really fun. It's been a really good experience. I'm looking to do more actually in the future.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool, man. I have my own costume, which is myself. So there's that. But now on the Batman movie, which is starring by Robert Pattinson of the movie. Now, before we go further, which I should mention this, Josh was supposed to join with us, but he informed me earlier today he won't be able to make it, so he apologized on his behalf, but he will return later in the future on this podcast. But anyways, on the new Batman movie, and there's so much hype on this movie. Now, I will admit this, and I said this before in the past, when they announced the new Batman movie directed by Matt Reeves, and they announced Robert Pattinson as the new Batman and Bruce Wayne, I was like, it gives me the bad nightmare regarding Twilight.
that was the whole thing. Like, you know, many people were kind of afraid that, you know, because he was from the Twilight franchise, that it was just gonna, it just didn't make any sense. So, but then they said the same thing about Michael Keaton when he starred in Batman 89. And Michael Keaton was known as, you know, Beetlejuice, I think, at the time. He also starred in some family friendly flicks and, you know, they didn't think he would be a serious Batman, but, you know, he wowed everyone. I think Robert Pattinson was the same deal.
Yeah, I agree, you know, because, you know, I know when I talked about this before, people were stating, you know, he's a good actor if you see his other movies, which I haven't yet, besides, you know, the Twilight crap or anything like that. But right. And people were hyping this movie. Now, this movie was originally supposed to come out, I believe it was last year or 2020. I can't remember which, but due to that, you know, this whole COVID situation.
The COVID, yeah.
Yeah, and it finally came a few months ago, early this year, which is kind of surprising because I thought maybe they would save it for the summer, like, or maybe May or June. Were you surprised they announced it, they come out early this year, like a few months ago?
Yeah, I mean, it was just kind of weird with the new surrounding. I mean, I first heard about it in DC fandom on 2020. And I was like, okay, another Batman film. But, you know, I heard with this one, I mean, confession, I didn't see it yet, though. But, like, you know, I heard a lot of great things about it. And that, you know, it was as real to Batman as it got, you know. That's what I've heard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah. And, you know, I didn't see it when it first came out, not the premiere. I see it, like, I think a few days later. Because over here where I live, it's every Tuesday $5 for the movie.
Sounds like matinee.
Yeah, so you know, I'm a little cheapskate, especially with the gas price nowadays.
I know those, see, you know, the gas prices, man. I mean, that's, you know, yeah, that's another conversation for another time though. But I think, you know, the one thing I can say though is just that, I mean, I feel like with stuff like that's gonna really change, you know, how people look at movies too, I think. I mean, of course, there's gonna be some people out there that are gonna want the full theater experience. So, but then because of the pandemic too, you have to consider, you know, the streaming services like Disney Plus or HBO Max, you know, like, yeah, you know, and then you have to think like, you know, why waste gas and go to the movie theater when you can like watch at the comfort of your own home.
That's true. That's true. And you know, just a while, you know, not that long ago, HBO Max were actually last year, all last year, they have movies that come out theaters and on their streaming
Yeah, like
service.
Suicide Squad. I mean, I saw Suicide Squad on HBO Max, and you know, it was cool.
Yeah, which was cool because you know, and you know, because you know, last year, or I don't know about where you live, but last year, half of the of last year, we have a we still we in this state where I live, it was the longest lockdown we have. Then we're pretty much more strictest state than any other state, regarding the lockdown, the restriction, all that stuff. And we opened everything like July of last year.
What state do
Everything.
you live in?
New Mexico.
New Mexico. Okay, I live in Arizona.
Oh, close to it. Oh, you were basically like, I think 8 hours drive, I think, from where I live to Arizona, I think 8 hours drive. So okay. Yeah. So you know, and the theaters were reopening in July, sometime in July. I think the first movie I see in theaters that year was Black Widow. Now, you know, but you know, I was hoping the Batman movie was good. Originally, Batman movie was supposed to come out in I believe October, isn't it, of last year?
I want to say it was October. It was somewhere around that time.
Yeah, and I thought it was to be a perfect month for the Batman movie. I don't know about you, but I thought that would be a good month in October for regarding Batman. You know,
Halloween.
yeah, exactly. You know, everything, but they keep pushing back until early this year, and you know, and they're really hyping up, rightfully so. Hyping up, and I went to see it by myself because I have no friends nowadays. Everything like that, but you know, I went to see it, and I enjoyed that movie. I enjoy. It's a long movie, probably one of the longest Batman movie. I think it's like I can't remember how long it was, but it was long. What are your thoughts on the Batman movie?
Well, I mean, as far as that goes, like, I mean, I think it was just, you know, it's more closely, you know, I mean, related to like what's going on right now. I mean, I think it's as real as Batman gets. You know, everything from even the costume to the Batmobile and just to how he is, because, you know, if you look at Robert Pattinson's Bruce Wayne, I mean, from what I've seen some clips, like he's just completely, you know, unhinged. And my sister and I talked about this too, and she even described him as unhinged, like really, you know, like on the edge, like about ready to lose his, you know, lose his shit, you know. And you know, it kind of has Alfred worried and has some people around him kind of like, dude, you know, like this guy can like go off at any moment. And you know, I think that's as close. I mean, I feel like that's how Batman would be in real life. I mean, yeah, he has his moments, you know, where he's like, you know, rational, but sometimes, you know, especially, you know, behind the cowl. And what he had to go through growing up, or you know, what he had to go through as a kid when seeing his parents get killed in Crime Alley, you know, that's enough to drive someone crazy, like someone just a snap.
Yep, exactly. And I remember I talked about this in the past with my other guests on my podcast regarding the Batman movies. You know, in the comics, of course, like you mentioned, Batman, Bruce Wayne, or that Bruce Wayne been through a lot. You know, he lost his parents. I mean, he see his own parents murder. He's front of his own eyes as a kid. And you know, shit like that could happen in real life. Or right? It takes so much, and you know. And we talk about, you know, Batman, you know, you will try to do the right thing, but he's in like a, what's the word, like in a darker place, because that's what Batman is, in a sense, a darker place, if that make any sense.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And the fact that you know, I mean, like it's that darkness that drives him to do right and to make sure that no one goes through what he went through.
Yeah, and this movie, it has that darker vibe. I saw we I saw every single Batman movie that has been made, and I'm sure you have too, the other Batman's movie, but this 5 is a little darker tone in a good way, in a good way, regarding this character you see in the comics, Batman, because, you know, I remember one scene, I believe he fight one of these criminals in the, I forget where we're at, in the subway, I would say, and they're asking, who are you? And he said, I'm Vengeance. And I'm sure they show that on the trailer too. But he's, I am Vengeance. And then he were beating their...
Just beats the crap out of everybody.
Yeah, pretty much. Kick the shit out of it. Now, we didn't see that in that sense in the other Batman movies. This is like a different vibe for that scene alone. What do you think?
You know, I agree, actually. You know, because if you look at Christian Bale's Batman, he was more... It was like chaotic good almost. Well, this Batman's chaotic good though, but he was like neutral good, I guess, as best as I could describe it. He was like calm, but you know, deep down it was like okay. But with this Batman though, it's like he's just off his rocker, you know, I think. Especially when he puts on that cowl. Yeah. Or even if he's without the cowl, you could see him like he's about ready to like start something, like take someone out.
Yeah,
but like the rest of the Batman that I've seen, the previous Batman films, like, he, you know, Bruce Wayne and Batman are two different people. You wouldn't, you know, even with a viewer, you wouldn't think they were the same person. But especially with Michael Keaton's Batman, like when he took off the scene where he takes off the mask, mm-hmm. or he feels his face, that reminds me of that, you know, where he's just, you know, he becomes Bruce Wayne again. Yeah. But in this film, they're practically the same person in and out of the cowl. He's just an angry dude.
Very like in a dark place, because I remember, if I remember correctly, from this scene, in this, and I talk about this new, the latest Batman movie, he was in the Batcave working, and there's Alfred, and I believe, you know, he has his helmet off. I mean, not helmet. I don't know why I say helmet. He's masked off.
His cowl, yeah.
And you see that black stuff on his eyes. Like, it's like, wow, he's really, this is a different vibe of Bruce Wayne, and you know, Alfred was worried. Seems like he's concerned with Bruce Wayne, because you know, like he's like, you could tell from the, even though you could tell from his, you know, emotional, he's really, I don't know, depressed isn't the right word, but angry, you know,
unhinged,
very hinged. Yeah, there you go, very hinged. You know, it's just a different vibe than the other Batman movies when you know you see him in the Batcave talking, interact with Alfred, or whatever. It's just a, this is a different we have seen than the other Batman movies we have seen in the past, you know, which I like, which is a great direction, you know, that, you know, now let me ask you this. We have seen every Batman movies with a different costume. What do you think about this costume that Robert Pattinson wear?
I mean, I think it's a really interesting costume. It kind of, you know, it really goes along with his anger. I feel like it matches it in a sense, like, and just how gritty he is, and like how it's kind of noirish too, in a sense.
Yeah, definitely. It's a different, especially on the mask or cowl. It's like a little different than the other ones we have seen from the other Batman movies, you know, and. I'll dig it, you know.
I do too, yeah.
Which is pretty cool, you know. I mean, we could use the real Batman here. Everything like that, which will we need, or anything like that. And I will say the one complaint about I have in this movie is not much we've seen in the Batmobile. We did see a Batmobile in this movie, in this flick, but not much regarding the Batmobile compared to the other Batman movies. What do you think?
I mean, I kind of agree, because, like, you know, but you have to remember too, like he's within his second year of being Batman, so I would reckon that he's not going to get like a technologically advanced car at the time. I mean, at least I wouldn't think so. I mean, I feel like it kind of has like Batman Year One vibes, where, you know, the comic written by Frank Miller, and I kind of felt that, because I mean during his first or second year, he didn't really have the Batmobile per se. I mean, he just had a regular car or whatever.
True. I try to picture Batman drive a Ferrari or something, or a convertible.
Well, I mean that Batmobile was sort of a muscle car.
True. Yeah, that's true, and everything like that. And you know, the one thing which you can say in the comics too. They in this movie, other Batman movies, but this Batman movie, they make him as a detective, as he like he was in the comics. Other Batman movies, not much of a detective. What do you think?
You know, yeah, because in the other Batman movies, he's a bit of a brawler. You know, I mean, he's a bit of, he's more like showing off his fighting prowess. Like he's fighting supervillains. Where okay, in this one he is too. To be fair, though, but you see more of his detective prowess. Kind of like I think they ripped off a page from the comics, obviously, and this other Batman game called Batman: The Enemy Within, or the Telltale Batman series, where you know you go as Batman, but you can also go as Bruce Wayne. Sometimes you do like detective work.
Yeah, definitely, you know, and which is good because he's detective trying to solve the crime, this and that, aren't they? Which would drive to, which is the one of the feeling there. You got the Riddler and you got the Penguin. What are your thoughts about those two casts? Well, I don't remember their names from the top of my head right now, but what are your thoughts about the cast of the Riddler and the Penguin?
I forgot who played the Riddler though, but you know, I know Colin Farrell played the Penguin and both great. I mean, Colin Farrell's a great actor. I mean, I thought he was a pretty cool. I thought he did a really good job in Daredevil when he played Bullseye.
Yeah,
yeah. You know, especially with the Irish accent and everything, and he himself is Irish, so it was almost a perfect casting.
Yeah, I agree. And I thought, you know, the guy from play as the Riddler, it's a little different. When I saw the scene, I was like, wow, he wear like a mask of some sort. I like that's and it's and I thought he did a great job as that character of the Riddler. It's a little different than what we see in the comics, but a little I guess darker Riddler, I guess, if that makes any sense.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that too, because like, you know, sorry to interrupt, by the way.
No problem. You can interrupt me. You're at the start of the show.
Oh, thank you. But if you ever notice, like I noticed on Instagram, right? Like they showed a picture of that Riddler from the Batman compared to Jim Carrey's Riddler from Batman Forever and how they're wearing similar glasses.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize until you mentioned it. Wow. Yeah. Huh. Yeah. You know, and I thought the guy who played as the Riddler was good, man. He did a great job of the Riddler. He's just actually frightened me. Whatever. I mean, I thought now, yes. His mask off or anything, especially when they finally catch him or whatever. He has his mask off or whatever. But I thought he was great. And Colin, who played as the Penguin, I thought he was great as the Penguin, you know, the Penguin, which I believe, and I'm pretty sure you heard about this, that they're going to make the series on HBO Max regarding the Penguin, I think, if I'm wrong.
Oh, really?
Oh, you didn't know about this? Oh, okay. Because, that's what I heard. I read somewhere. Someone told me, or I read somewhere that they gotta make a pre-recorded series with him play as the Penguin. If I remember right, for on HBO Max. I don't know what's gonna come out, but that's what I heard. So it'll be like pretty interesting how they gonna play that out regarding that series. But anyways, and now we don't forget. Now I don't consider her as a fill-in, basically. Even though she's a burglar, she's an anti-hero, I guess you could say. The girl, which I forgot her name again, is the Catwoman, which I thought she was great as Catwoman. What are your thoughts on that girl that cast as Catwoman?
Oh, Zoe Kravitz?
There you go, yeah. So,
I mean, yeah, I thought she was a good Catwoman too. I mean, I thought, like, you know, she was another good casting, and ironically, her dad's Aquaman, so... But aside from that, great casting, and I think, you know, she captured Catwoman pretty well, you know. I mean, yeah. I say she's up there with Michelle Pfeiffer and Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, I agree. No offense, Halle Berry. everything like that. I thought her and Robert Pattinson would have great chemistry together in that scene, and because it captured in like in the comics, because you know, Batman, Bruce Wayne, Selina, Catwoman have their thing in the comics, and they capture great in this movie, great chemistry. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they did have great chemistry. I mean, it was like, you know, they connected, you know, with their Bruce Wayne and Selina Kyle, and it's like the game of cat and mouse between, you know, Batman and Catwoman. That's the dynamic of their relationship, and that's what kind of makes it work, you know, it kind of makes it make sense and all that.
Yeah, I agree, and also, you know, at the spoiler alert for anyone, which I should say at the beginning. Well, spoiler alert at the close to the end of the movie, Batman and Catwoman leave separately with their, I believe, with their motorcycle, if I remember correctly. And we know they both will be back for the secret part two, the Batman movie, at the end. At the end, what are your thoughts about making they're gonna have part two?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, since the movie was so well, I mean, it would make sense for them to do a sequel, you know, and hopefully, you know, they can. What I hope to see in the sequel, I would like to see either Hugo Strange or the Court of Owls. Like, that would be a good one. And the Court of Owls was like one of my favorite comic book arts during the Scott Snyder and the Scott Snyder run on the New 52 Batman. Yes. I mean, the story was great. I mean, it was about the secret society in Gotham that's been ruling, you know, that's been running Gotham for like a couple centuries. And, you know, they have like this poem or this, they have like this, like, sort of like this nursery rhyme that scares kids in Gotham. And let me see if I can find it. Yeah, it's like this rhyme that, you know, makes kind of scares kids and gets them to bed or something. And it goes a little something like this. I think it goes, okay, I think I found it. So it says, "Beware the Court of Owls that watches all the time, ruling Gotham from a shadowed perch behind granite and lime. They watch you at your hearth. They watch you in your bed. Speak not a whispered word of them, or they'll send the talon for your head."
Wow.
Yeah. And I think that'll be, you know, if they put out of the Court of Owls, I would definitely go see that movie.
Yeah, that will probably get what Matt Reeves looking for. Maybe he will do that, because, you know, it seemed like Matt Reeves has a plan regarding the book Batman one, because they did say they're making the trilogy, one, and then the second maybe, because he seemed like focused on like in the realistic, I guess, a realistic Batman movie. I guess, if that makes sense, just like what Christopher Nolan did with his version of Batman movie regarding with List, and maybe Count of Owls, which we haven't seen on the big screen yet, which I'm not counting Birds of Prey or anything like that, but whatever. But, you know, so that would be pretty cool, you know, see the second one or anything like that. Now, is there this Batman movie, is there anything you have something to complain about, that there's something that bothers you regarding like a particular scene or anything regarding this movie?
Well, I mean, like, you know, I haven't seen the movie yet per se. I mean, okay. I did see some clips, but, you know, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if they made any references to, maybe because, again, it's early in Batman's career. I mean, so I'll give them that. I mean, I don't know if they like made any references to like the Graysons, or perhaps, you know, the Robins, you know what I mean? Because like, if we haven't seen a live action Robin maybe since, you know, Batman. Well, if you don't count Titans, you know what I mean? Oh. We haven't seen them since like Batman and Robin practically.
That's true.
And I think the only iteration of the Graysons we did see was like, let me see, because mind you, this is, again, early in Batman's career, though, but I think the only reference of the live action, the closest we ever got to a live action Robin besides Batman and Robin was John and Mary Grayson in Gotham. And that was another thing I was going to talk about, too, was the Gotham TV series, which I thought was really good. I think it lasted like 4 seasons, I want to say.
I think it's 5, if I
remember. 5 seasons?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the kid who played Bruce Wayne, David Mazou, he was good.
Yeah, I agree. I love that show. I enjoy that show.
That was a cool show.
Yeah, I enjoy. I met one of the actors from Gotham. He was on the first, I think, first 2 seasons. He was in Dexter, played as the Puerto Rico cop.
Oh, I think, are you talking about like Flass or something, or like the one who was like going out with that one chick that the Riddler liked, or Edward Nygma liked?
I'm trying to think. He has a mustache. He was like in the Gotham show, he was on, was a mafia. I think he was the boss of the mafia. Not the
boss. Oh, Sal Maroni.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, he was in Dexter too. He was Dexter as a cop too, on the Dexter show.
Oh, in the summer, when he wasn't a cop in Gotham, he was a mobster.
Mobster on Gotham. So I got to meet him years back, you know, at the Comic-Con. Cool guy, nice guy, everything. But I enjoy that show, Gotham, and season five, they have him, you know, I guess, wear the Batman suit, even though they don't really actually show it, per se. What are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, like, I remember that at the end of the season, they do show him wearing, like, sort of like a Batman suit, but they don't call him Batman, but it shows him in, like, the Bat costume.
That's true.
Yeah, and Selina.
Yeah, Selina. That girl that I can't remember what the girl's name that played as Cat, or
I think it's Cameron Bikondova, I want to say.
Yeah, and I thought she was good with that character too.
Yeah, she was
I thought
good.
It was good. I thought it was a good cast. I thought it was a good cast. From this show, or I enjoyed that show, season five, or I think the only thing that kind of I have something comparing regarding that show is a little confusing is that Joker. You seen two women have I guess a twin. It's a little confused, like who died, yeah. Who died. It's weird. It's a weird storyline in that one. What do you think?
I think it was a unique twist on the Joker character actually too, and he was played by the actor who plays Cal Kestis in Star Wars Fallen Jedi Fallen Order.
Yeah.
And I mean, I thought he, you know, Cameron Monaghan. I think that's his name. And, you know, I thought he put a new layer to the Joker character and how, you know, with the Joker, his origin's really interesting because told by, if you ever read the book, The Killing Joke, it's told in the perspective of an unreliable narrator. So we don't really quite know Joker's true origin. I think it plays into that where, you know, even like with the movie, the Joaquin Phoenix movie, Joker, you know, it's like, it's another iteration of Joker, you know, being born as Arthur Fleck, whereas there's some people who believe that his name was Jack Napier.
Yeah.
And like with Gotham, the Gotham version of Joker, I think his he had a twin brother, you know, and the character was named was like Valesco or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, and the twin though was like, you know, he was born, you know, kind of basically, you know, quote unquote normal. He had his whole shit together, but until he got corrupted, and then he himself became more like the Joker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I thought, you know, I thought it was a great twist to the Joker character without them really referencing, like, naming him the Joker. And, yeah. You know, yeah. And then, like, of course, they introduce a whole assemble of characters. Hugo Strange, like I mentioned before, I think they introduced Victor Saz, the Joker, Firefly. Also, I think they had Bane too, who broke Alfred's back in the show.
And also bring Mr. Freeze.
Mr. Freeze, yeah, that was another one.
Mr. Freeze.
And Poison Ivy.
Yeah, Poison. I was going to say that. Poison Ivy. So they bring out like different characters in that show. I thought they do a good job because I remember when I was watching the show, I was into the show. And then, oh, I was like, oh, that's Mr. Freeze or Poison Ivy, Glitter, whatever.
And Ben McKenzie, who played James Gordon, he was really good too. And ironically, yeah. He even voiced Batman in the animated film adaptation of Batman Year One.
Yeah. Do you believe he will play Batman someday in the next reboot of the Batman movie?
Well, I mean, you Ben McKenzie?
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, I don't know if he would play Batman again, or maybe he might voice him, but I don't know about playing him in live action.
Okay, yeah, gotcha. Because even though he was good as Commissioner Gordon, but some of these things he's at like Batman. I don't know, like that, especially the fight scenes.
I mean, yeah. I mean, he made James Gordon pretty cool actually, because you know, I mean, yeah. James Gordon's a cool character in general though, but like this version of James Gordon is just, you know, he doesn't take shit from anybody.
No. No, and that's before he was a commissioner. He was, I believe, lieutenant or detective, I should say.
I think he was lieutenant. I think he was captain at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And he got, like, with Dr. Tompkins, played by his real-life wife, Marina McBeckerin.
Yeah, I didn't know they were married, though. Like, they're actually marrying in real life until a couple days ago. I'm like, oh, they're actually married. Oh, I didn't even know that.
Huh. Yeah.
Wow. So that I learned something new that day. So yeah. So, but I thought that was a great cast or anything like that with guy in that show. So that was a great show. Great show, Gotham. Do you believe we will see another maybe live action? Not live action. Another maybe Batman TV series some point. Maybe focus on certain characters or something regarding.
You know. It's really hard to say because, like, I would like for them to focus on perhaps other characters. I mean, we've seen a whole lot of Batman right at this point. You know, how about, like, you know, how about Blue? I mean, I know they're going to do a Blue Beetle movie.
Yeah.
But what about Plastic Man? Or what about, you know, Static Shock? You know? I would love to see Static.
Yeah. Show it on a TV series or on a big screen. Which do you prefer, the TV series or big screen?
Static needs a movie. I mean, WB or Warner Bros. If you're listening to this, I mean, we definitely need to have Static on this, at least on the big screen or a show or something or a live TV. I mean, look what Marvel's doing right now. Marvel is actually kicking a lot of ass right now with these characters. So you got Moon Knight, which you mentioned before. They got Miss Marvel. You know, and it wouldn't surprise me if they come up with another, if they did come up with, like, they, you know, pitch another TV show for another character that, you know, hasn't gotten a whole lot of screen time. I mean, perhaps, like, maybe you might see Miles Morales or something, or.
I think we'll get that, to be honest with you. I think we'll get Miles Morales some point.
Yeah.
Either on the screen or maybe a TV show. Because I believe there would be hint, didn't they hint a little bit on the Spider-Man No Way Home, a little hint about it, like a little tease, if I remember correctly. But we'll see. Randy. But I think, like you mentioned, that, you know, Marvel's do a good job bringing their low, I guess you could say, low-key characters on the screen on the TV series. As you mentioned Moon Knight, Miss Marvel, which is on Disney Plus or anything like that. But with Disney, you know, bring some characters, low-key characters.
Like WandaVision and all that?
Yeah, WandaVision, which... By the way, she was great. Elizabeth Olsen was great.
Elizabeth Olsen was great, yeah.
Yeah, she was great. So, you know, props to her. You know, she was great as Wanda or Scarlet Witch on the Doctor Strange 2 or anything like that. So maybe bring some low-key characters on the DC, maybe on the CW or HBO Max. I mean, I know they're going to bring the Green Lantern, but that's not a low-key character. But
Have you heard about Gotham Knights, too?
I heard about the game too. They're making the game, don't they?
You see, I don't see why they're making the game and they're making the show, you know? Like, I mean, do you think that's kind of funny?
Yeah, I thought they should make the show, and I don't know. I mean, I saw the trailer of the game, it looks good, but you know, like, why don't you make the show of Gotham Knights? I don't know.
Gotham, if you've watched the trailer too, it kind of, like, to me, like, not to throw any shade at it or anything like that though, but it just doesn't make any sense, you know?
Right.
Like, apparently Bruce Wayne had a son with somebody, or, you know, like, you know what I mean? Like, I thought, okay, maybe it's Damian, but it's not Damian, it's someone else. And I'm like, huh? You know? Then these other people too that are like these random characters. I mean, maybe they're trying to spice things up in the Arrowverse, but it's like, I don't know. And, like, it's bad enough that, you know, they canceled Batwoman, you know, and there's a lot of drama going on with Batwoman, too, I feel, you know, with the Ruby Rose, you know, issue. And then, like, you know, it's all, you know, then, like, also, like, the casting in general.
Yeah. You know what? I don't know about you, but I was disappointed with that show, Batwoman. Even season one, I was disappointed.
Yeah, what was disappointing about it?
It's, I don't know. I was watching it, you know, because, you know, I watched season one, the entire season one, and I was like, something, I don't know, maybe something's missing, and maybe it's the, like, what villain did they bring? That Batman villain. Oh, who was it? Wow, I can't remember the name right now. From top of my head right now. I can't remember the name of the villain, but it's some Batman villain they bring. I can't remember who was it. Was it Hush?
I'm not really sure if they brought Hush. I mean, because like Hush, I think Hush is like the one who posed as Bruce Wayne, but then wasn't Bruce Wayne.
Yeah,
you impersonate him.
Yeah, that storyline is kind of weird in a sense. I maybe it's weird to me, but it's just that I feel it's a kind of mess. I feel like they, I don't know, something's missing with that show. I didn't watch season two, but they, I know they have a new cast Batwoman because due to, you know, like her dropping out, which, you know, that her decision.
Yeah, it was her decision.
You know, I can respect that, you know, because, you know, I know they have a long-term plan regarding Batwoman, but seeing like everything's fall apart after she, you know, she drop out, and I don't think they have much fewer, people were complaining about season one as well, I think, if I remember correctly.
I mean, season one had a lot of, like, yeah, there was a lot of complaints about season one.
Yeah, and Batwoman, I feel like they should reboot it, maybe, Not right away. I mean, they already canceled. CW did announce they're not gonna renew Batwoman show, but I feel like maybe wait in a few years, then try it again, get a new cast, new writers or anything, and because it at least its own justice, Batwoman. I feel it has potential. It's just that something's missing with this current show. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, there was like a couple of missing things too. I mean, they promised a world's fine. I think they even promised like a meeting with, like, well, they did have the meeting with Supergirl, but then, you know, I think because Ruby Rose left, I think that's when everything started to fall apart, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I guess because like people wanted to see Batman too, I feel, you know, and they wanted to see who else? Like perhaps Barbara Gordon even, but then it was just, there was nothing, you know? Yeah.
They should make Batgirl with Barbara Gordon as Batgirl TV series. I think that will be
maybe that would have been
better.
I mean, I haven't heard they're making a movie, you know.
Oh, I heard about that. Yeah, Batgirl, which I'll check it out. You know who they decide who's gonna cast as Barbara Gordon?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's gonna be like this. Let me see. Because I know, like, yeah, I know there have been pictures of it, too. And, like, pictures of it, Leslie Grace is going to play Batgirl. And Brendan Fraser's in it, too.
Okay. Do you believe we might see Batgirl in the Batman universe at some point?
You know, I think, you know, I would hope, you know, because, like, you know, it would probably add some, like, you know, like a connection, I guess, you know. I mean, I really hope that they introduce her somehow along with Dick Grayson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they're a huge part of the Bat, I guess you could say, the Batman story, you know, Batgirl, Barbara Gordon, plus they only have, because, you know, we talk about Gotham, I thought they gotta bring Barbara Gordon in the Gotham show, didn't they have that storyline? I could be wrong, that Commissioner Gordon and, man, what's that girl name? That they going to have a baby or something like that? I might be mistaken, though. I can't remember exactly, but didn't they go bring Barbara Gordon in that show at some point? I can't remember if they were going to or not or something like that. I might be mistaken. But I kind of surprised they didn't, because I thought maybe they would bring at some point Barbara Gordon in the Gotham. In the Gotham series, maybe not, but or maybe I'm pretty much delusional or somehow. but you know.
Oh yeah, I think they did have a baby version of her in Gotham, you know.
Yeah,
I think.
Baby version, yeah, probably a baby version or anything. You know what would be cool if they already stopped season five, but maybe in a few years and have some of the cast back, but as an older, but make a series of a Batgirl with Barbara Gordon, maybe something like that. What do you think?
I mean, yeah, I mean, that'd be pretty cool. Or perhaps they can do like a cameo or something like they did with, you know, Tom Welling's character from Crisis of Infinite Earths.
Yeah, that would be cool. Yeah.
Smallville.
Yeah. That will be pretty cool, you know. Now I know you haven't seen the Batman movie, so you probably have a hard time maybe compare from the Batman movies, so I'm gonna go ahead and ask you this. You can leave this out until you've seen it. How you went regarding those other Batman movies?
What was that?
like, I know you haven't seen this Batman movie with Robert Pattinson, so I'm still gonna ask you, so you can maybe leave that one out till whenever you get a chance to see it. How do you rank for the other Batman movies?
How do I rate the other Batman movies?
Yes.
Well, let's see. You know, I have to say the Nolan films were my favorite. And if it's not the Nolan films, I definitely like the Tim Burton films also.
Okay, yeah.
And let's see, Ben Affleck, I mean, he was all right. I mean, one of my, actually a doctor of mine said he didn't like Ben Affleck. I talked to him about the movies one time, and he was just like, oh, Ben Affleck, like, I didn't like him as Batman. He was horrible. Really funny.
I thought WB do him wrong. I thought he should give him a chance. You know, do have his own solo Batman movie. What do you think?
I mean, yeah, I mean, because, like, I think he was, like, there was a rumor, too, that he was in line to direct the Batman. He was originally going to be the director, and, like, you know, that was going to be, like, his baby, but,
yeah,
you know, I guess change of plans, you know?
Pretty much, yeah. It's whatever, I'm sure there's some story that we don't know about. We may speculate, or we hear rumors, what's going on behind the closed door between Ben Affleck or even WB. But why it didn't happen, or something along the line. So I guess we will never know. Hey, maybe you should make a documentary, the untold story, or something like that.
Well, it's funny too. You brought that up because there's so much drama going on with WB right now. I mean, especially with the whole Ezra Miller thing. You know,
what is going on with him? Really, like, seriously, what is going on with Ezra Miller? You got a fast movie coming up next year, I believe, in theaters, and you're just concentrating. I believe they stayed on the air. Well, I don't know. WB ever confirmed it, that they got like a feature Israel Miller in the future other DC movies and something like that. You heard something about that?
I heard they're actually gonna. I heard obviously they're definitely thinking about, like, you know, canning him and finding another actor to play the Flash. You know?
Oh, recast him. Oh,
like recasting him. Yeah.
That's then that means they probably have to push it back again. The Flash movie, I believe.
Can you imagine, like, putting all that work into it too, and then, like, to find out that, you know, the lead of your film is just acting the fool, and then, you know,
I would be pissed. If I was the, you know, the big WB, and my actor was acting, not behaving well, I would be pissed off. And I, you know what? Guess what? You're out. You're out. I mean, I will kick him out because you did more than once, causing trouble. I, you know, forget it. I'll find a different cast. We might have to start over. And that's a waste of money too. You know, budget with the production, the cast. You know, the whatever. Do you believe maybe they should just keep it and put it on screen, or they just start over?
I mean, honestly, I mean, like, you know, I mean, I think it'd be, I mean, that's really hard to say, because, I mean, to put all that work in and all that money, I mean, you kind of have to wonder, you know, what to weigh the costs. Like, would it cost more to, like, redo some stuff, or would it cost more to, like, just, you know what I mean? Like, would it cost more to, like, edit the scenes, or would it cost more to, like, just start from scratch again, and then... True. You know, I mean, you're looking at, you know, you can kind of compare this too with the whole situation with Aquaman and Amber Heard, you know, that's another thing.
That's true. And didn't they say the Batman characters could be in the Flash
movie? They said Michael Keaton was going to play Batman in the Flash movie, like the OG, the 1989 version.
Yeah, and I could imagine he's pissed off.
Yeah, I would be too. I'm like, dude, like, you know, and, like, obviously the fans were, you know, have been waiting for this for quite some time, though. But I think even from the get-go, it was doomed from the start, because, you know, they had so many, like, scripts put in. I think Grant Morrison even pitched a script, though. But then WB, I mean, I guess apparently wanted something different, mm-hmm. if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Wow. That's a big mess, man. A big head. And I honestly, I don't know if we're going to see The Flash even next year. Because, you know, I know originally it's supposed to come out this December, and then they push it back until next year, and now Ezra Miller's causing trouble. It's just that, I don't know, that seemed to be up in the air.
I mean, it definitely is up in the air. I mean, without question.
Yeah, I mean, you got a legendary who was in the Batman movie in 89. It's supposed to be make a cameo, and then and everything's just, you know, and people will be waiting to see him appear as Batman for the first time since 89. And can you imagine him appear on the cameo as Batman for the first time since 89? People will be erupting, but they may not even, they may not be even getting that. What do you think?
No, it's true. I mean, they're probably going to be, you know, shortchanged at best, you know?
Yeah, that's, oh man. I mean, I don't know what to do if I was WB, because, you know, that's a lot of money, you know, like you mentioned, you know.
I mean, their backs are against the wall practically.
Pretty much, yeah. Ezra Miller screw up. I mean, let's say Ezra Miller is just a knucklehead, man. Oh man, I don't know what he's thinking. And you know, you could make a lot of money with that movie, with this character, the Flash, you know, the Flashpoint, you know. And I know a lot of fans, especially people who admire the Flash character as a superhero, pretty disappointed, you know. Well, at least we got from the CW series. Still,
I mean, see that now, you know, a lot of fans are like, you know, pushing to have, for him to play the, you know, to play, you know, the movie version of the Flash, even because everyone likes Grant Gustin. I mean, he's a cool cat, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it was great.
Yeah, he was great, and like, you know, I mean, I think he's good with the fans too, for the most part. Besides a minor airport incident that involved vaping, I mean, otherwise he was a cool guy, you know. And you know, Ezra Miller, you know, I mean, sorry to say it, so it's just kind of an ass, you know. And it's just, you know, like he was acting like an ass, you know, especially, you know, with children involved. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I believe didn't the incident happen in Hawaii?
There was an incident that happened in Hawaii, and I think there's apparently an incident that happened with, you know, several kids back on the mainland.
Wow. And because, you know, I have some family members live in Hawaii, and I don't know what to say. What he's acting, I don't know. He needs help. Let's face it.
He needs help. Yeah, yeah. Obviously. I mean, he does.
Yeah, he does. And as I don't know, man. I don't know. But, you know, now tell me this. Who you think's the best, even though you haven't seen Robert Pattinson's Batman version yet, who you think's the best Batman right now? Or I should say Bruce Wayne and Batman.
Okay, so, I mean, if I had to go with Bruce Wayne, David Mazzu from Gotham, favorite Bruce Wayne.
Okay, favorite. The younger Bruce Wayne. The younger, I guess you could say younger Bruce Wayne. Okay.
Yeah. And in terms of Batman, I'll have to go with Christian Bale.
Christian Bale. Okay. For me, I would say, since I've seen every single Batman movie now, that's tough. And stuff, and I should say at the beginning, you can include the series like Adam West, which we haven't mentioned. Adam West, a legend, by the way. Rest in peace. I love that show, by the way. Batman and Robin show from the 60s. Great show.
Adam West.
He was great as Batman and Bruce Wayne in that show.
Funny dude.
Yeah, and, you know, and I wish I was get to meet, because, you know, I have an opportunity to meet him few years ago, but due to, I think it was when mom was in the hospital at the time, so I couldn't go. So that's that. But it was such an iconic show in the 60s, you know, with that, you know, pow.
Oh, yeah. You
know, oh, that's good times, man. And he was great. I thought he was a great Bruce Wayne and Batman overall, because there are some actors that are better as Bruce Wayne, some other actors are better Batman, some maybe in between, because, you know, Batman and Bruce Wayne, I guess you could say, two different characters we have seen in the other movies. What do you think?
Well, are you talking about Adam West?
Well, I talk about Adam West, but we have seen what I was talking about. Every Batman movie we have seen in the past, we've seen some actors who play better as Bruce Wayne, or play better as Batman, or play better as both in between Batman and Bruce Wayne. And what do you thought?
Well, I mean, in terms of like actors, I mean, like I do, yeah, I mean, Christian Bale, I mean, I think was a great Batman. I mean, in terms of intensity and all that, and just the character's drive. And with David Mazou, though, I mean, the reason why I think he's a great Bruce Wayne was because, like, obviously, it's kind of like Tom Welling in Smallville. Tom Welling didn't really play Superman, he played Clark Kent.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like with David Mazou, like, he kind of did a similar thing. Like, he didn't play Batman, he played Bruce Wayne. Yeah. You know, a kid who was like both angry and scared at the world unfolding around him after his parents got shot in Crime Alley, and just coming to grips with what happened, and with Alfred helping him along the way, and James Gordon helping him, and also Selina Kyle helping him too. Like, he's just, you know, like, he's just thrust into this world that he knew very little about. And I thought that was really cool, you know?
Yeah, that's cool. Now, I'm sorry, who you think is the best Batman?
Christian Bale.
Okay, gotcha. Christian Bale as Batman. For me, Bruce Wayne, I'm going to say Adam West, the best Bruce Wayne, Adam West. Batman, it's really tough. I'm debating Christian Bale and Robert Pattinson and out of those two, that's who I'm referring. So I pretty much flip a coin, basically. Sorry, or anything like that. Now let me ask you this: Who you think will win a fight between all these Batman if they wear?
Oh, dude. I mean, if it was like a freaking like fatal four way or like a freaking battle royal, I would say, okay, Bale would probably be stronger because like of the training that he went through, mm-hmm. in terms of like training with Ra's al Ghul, and who was played by Liam Neeson, who also played Qui-Gon Jinn, by the way.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So I can see that. Christian Bale, of course, winning the fight. I mean, maybe it's just a bias because I'm a Christian Bale mark. But, you know, obviously also, I mean, you definitely have to throw Val Kilmer into the fight, the former Iceman, or he's actually always going to be known as Iceman from Top Gun. True. And then also you have George Clooney, who was a fun Batman, but yet not the best Batman.
Yeah, that's true.
And
yeah.
Then you got Ben Affleck, too, who I feel was like a bit of more of a scrappy fighter, if you will. Mm-hmm. And then you have Adam West, but I think, you know, Adam West would like come up with some, I feel like Adam West would have something in his utility belt that's kind of like witty and would scare all the Batman away. And he'll probably become the ultimate victor, in my opinion.
Become a world champion.
Yeah, exactly. Like he would have like alternate Batman repellent, like the shark repellent, you know?
Yeah, I gotcha.
Or
yeah.
Like he'd probably throw like a bomb, like he did like in this one skit, like he threw a bomb. He was still bomb with them, and like, they were all just run for the hills. Like, oh crap! Like, let's just, you know, screw this, man. Jump over the top rope, and he would win the match. You know.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. You know, I'll pay money to see all these Batman, like in the one universe, just like we see in Spider-Man: No Way Home, the three Spider-Man met. Classic, by the way.
That was awesome.
That was awesome. Seeing
Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield.
Oh yeah, that was awesome. Imagine that. In this one uniform for all these Batman together, I don't pay money to see that, man. In the one screen, you know, have their own madness universe. That would be cool. That would be actually cool, man. Can you imagine? You see the 89 show up. I mean, obviously, you probably won't see Adam West. I mean, you're not gonna see Adam West, you know, due to he passed away, which is a shame, you know.
Yeah.
Which sucks or anything like that. But Batman. Now let me ask you this. We haven't seen all these Batman movies regarding the Batmobile. Which Batmobile is your favorite and which one is better, you think?
My favorite is like the 1966 one, of course. I mean, that Batmobile, that would go down as the Batmobile.
That's classic. I got to see that Batmobile in the Comic-Con one time. Or no,
oh, you did?
Yeah, the one from a few years ago, when we have our first Comic-Con here in the town where I live in, I think the father and the son that live somewhere in California, I believe in the Bay Area, I think in San Francisco, because one of them told me he's a 49ers fan because I have a 49ers hat on that day, and he has a 49ers tattoo, and then there's a Batmobile, which is a drivable, by the way. It's drivable. They don't let me drive. I wish. You can see me on the news and while I was, you know, the police chase while I was driving the Batmobile or anything like that. But Batmobile, I got to take a picture on it. It was cool. And I got to see it just a couple months ago in El Paso at the Comic Con over there that someone bring it. I don't know if it's the same owner, but I saw it. I didn't get a chance to take a picture of it on that one, even though I already had one to that Batmobile. So I always thought that's the best Batmobile. The best Batmobile and other Batmobiles we have seen in the other movies, classic. Which Batmobile you think will win the race?
Well, I would say in terms of speed, I mean, I could see the Tumbler maybe, or no, the Tumbler's a tank actually. Never mind. I don't think that would win the race. I mean, no, it could climb somehow. It's able to climb, you know, skyscrapers and all that.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. So, you know, but yeah, I would like to own a Batmobile. Can you imagine if you, well, you probably already answered my question anyway, but if you ever own a Batmobile, you get to pick, let's say you get to pick three of them. Which three will be?
66. And let's see, I would also own like the 1989. I think that one would win the race.
That 89. Oh, that one. Oh, I thought the 89 was underrated, if that makes any sense. Underrated Batmobile.
Yeah.
So yeah, 89, that one's good. And what's your third one?
Okay, so 66, 89, and I think third one would have to be Ben Affleck's, probably, you know, is a cool one. Or no, actually, I have to say Robert Pattinson's.
Robert Pattinson, that's
because it's the muscle car, because I love muscle cars.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, that would be good. Cool. Yeah, or anything like that. Now, let me ask you this. I already asked you about who you think will win the fight with Batman. Who you think will win the fight with all the who play Alfreds in the other Batman movies and show?
Oh, dude. I would say, let's see, there's Andy Serkis. I thought he was cool, but let's see. I think the Alfred from the Nolan trilogy, he's my favorite.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. He was great as Alfred. I thought he probably the, in my opinion, I think he was the best Alfred. No, don't get me wrong, other Alfreds were good. I thought he's the best one, in my opinion.
Or Sean Pertwee from Gotham. He was my favorite, too.
Oh, he was good. He was good, too. Yeah, he was good.
And fun fact, he was actually the son of one of the Doctor Who actors, too.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Now, believe it or not, I haven't watched every single episode of Doctor Who yet. I have watched it, but when they used to be on Netflix, I was watching it, and then they take it out, so I lost track. So I need to watch it on HBO Max. I might have to start over. It's HBO Max now, so I probably have to start over. So I'm pretty much don't know where I'm at. So, you know, but whatever. But yeah, let me ask you this. With the Matt Reeves universe Batman, do you believe we'll see the Joker at some point?
You know, I mean, they did do a deleted scene of the Joker.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, the Joker is still overused. I mean, I kind of half hope not. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, he's been used too much, you know?
Right.
I feel like I'm hoping to see, you know, like the Court of Owls or perhaps Hugo Strange, or if not, maybe like Hush would be cool.
That would be cool. Hush, yeah.
Yeah, Hush is another one. Or Deathstroke. That's another one I would like to see. Deathstroke's one of my favorite villains.
That would be cool. Or Red Hood. Bring maybe from, you know, from the comic, Red Hood.
Who?
Red Hood.
Red Hood. I mean, Red Hood actually was, you know, one of Batman's, he was a former Robin, Jason Todd. And funny enough, Red Hood was originally the mantle for the Joker before he became the Joker.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, okay.
So perhaps, you know, I mean, maybe like, you know, Red Hood, and then maybe like they glimpse him becoming the Joker, or reference him becoming the Joker after he falls through the acid. I mean, I could see that. Yeah. Or who else? Condiment Man would be another one. Have you heard of the Condiment Man?
No, I haven't.
Okay, yeah. So like if you watch the Batman animated series, there's this villain called the Condiment Man, and he's just he sucks, you know. Okay. But he's gained such a cult following, and like, you know, Batman voiced by Kevin Conroy, he's another Batman I forgot to mention.
Okay.
Another cool Batman from the animated series. I am Vengeance. I am the Night. I am Batman.
Oh yeah.
So like he's like he confronts Condiment Man, and he's like, I don't know. He was like, I don't know what it is you're thinking, Mustard Man, or whatever your name is. You know, I thought it was funny. And he's like, I'm the Condiment Man. And like, there's this other scene where the Condiment Man takes like a packet of like hot sauce and like, you know, just like squirts it in this dude's mouth. And this dude's like, oh, hot sauce, you know? Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like, if Matt Reeves can pull that off and make the Condiment Man into like a crazy ass villain. I mean, hey, I would definitely go see that too.
Yeah. You know, and funny, now we talk about the Joker. What you thought about the reports of the Joker 2?
Yeah, I heard that they're going to make that into a musical, and apparently Lady Gaga is going to be cast as Harley Quinn.
I'm not a big fan of musical. The only musical I like regarding the show is Buffy from the one of the episode.
Buffy.
I thought that was good, well done, everything. But other than that, I'm not too big fan of musical on the show. I'm like, well, I don't want to see a cop try to chase the Joker and they start singing.
I mean, you know, you'd probably be wild though, because you know, after all, it is the Joker, and true. You know. I mean, I could actually see it like kind of like a Les Mis-Mirah. I think the movie was called. It was with Anne Hathaway and Hugh Jackman. Mm-hmm. That was like something, you know, that was a musical, but then it was like, it took place like in the Victorian era.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'll give it a chance. I'll check it out. What are your thoughts about Lady Gaga play as Harley Quinn?
I think she can pull it off.
Yeah. She has that vibe to me. As Harley Quinn, even though I wish, what's the other girl that played Harley Quinn?
Margot Robbie.
Yeah, I thought she was great as Harley Quinn, and I wish she was play as Harley Quinn cast as Harley Quinn for the Joker, or maybe use her as a different universe, I guess, maybe, regarding, you know, the Suicide Squad, and maybe use that maybe in the later future, maybe. Well, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I could see Margot Robbie, you know, I mean, still playing Harley. I mean, she practically is Harley Quinn.
Right.
I mean, I have a Funko Pop of her too.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
And I thought, you know, and I actually even thought that she did really well in her solo film Birds of Prey, which I thought was really great.
Yeah, I thought she was great as Harley Quinn. Didn't she play as the voice? As Harley Quinn in that series, that cartoon,
that was played by Kelly Cuoco from The Big Bang Theory.
Oh,
she also did a great job too, in my opinion.
Yeah, I thought she was great. I like that show. It's funny Harley Quinn. I'm watching it on HBO Max a few times. I haven't finished watching it yet, but I thought that was a great animated series. I hope they continue to make that series. I thought that was pretty good. Pretty good, you know. I didn't even know Coco was played as a voice actor or actress, I should say, as Harley Quinn. Yeah, so that's what we knew today.
And actually, a fun fact too: another Big Bang Theory actress voiced Harley Quinn too. She played, I think, she played like Bernadette. That was her name. She played like the character Bernadette. She also voiced Harley Quinn in this other animated version of Harley Quinn. It's like a film. With Kevin Conroy in the original, you know, who played in the original Batman animated series, along with the one who voiced Robin. Shoot, I forgot his name. But they were in that.
In that, okay, yeah.
And there's a scene. It was a really funny scene where Harley Quinn farts in the Batmobile while Batman's driving, and she's like, you know, look, we need to pull over. I need to go to the bathroom. And, you know, then she starts farting and, like, you know, she's saying that those hot wings I ate were doing a tango in her stomach or something. Yeah, so stupid, but it was funny. And then, like, Nightwing's just like, Batman, look, we need to stop the car. She's gassing up the whole, you know, the whole car. And Batman's like, look, it's not that bad, man. Like, we got to be in schedule. But then she continues farting and they finally stop. And I was like, okay, you know what? so funny.
Oh, that's funny. Oh man, they kind of remind me of my incident of eating rings, the hottest. I eat the house sauce, and well, let's say, big mistake. That's all I have to say.
I mean, never again. We're human, you know, it happens.
Yeah, it happens. That's true. And you know, we mentioned about Maggie, who played as Harley Quinn. It's funny, she played as Harley Quinn, and she could be as that new Barbie movie.
Yeah, I heard she's gonna play the Barbie character.
Yeah, if it was coming out next year, I saw pictures. So I'm like, yeah, I'm definitely not seeing that. The Barbies, because I'm not into that Barbie stuff. Whatever, maybe my, I don't know, my sister will, maybe my mom might, but so whatever. It's kind of weird to me because you know, Matt, I know you know actors have different roles, different movies, but Matt, from Harley Quinn to Barbie, if you think about it, it's little humor to that. Harley Quinn to Barbie, you know, I mean. If a Harley Quinn was real life, Harley Quinn would probably kick Barbie's ass.
Obviously, I mean she's that crazy, you know.
She is. Yeah, she's
but definitely intelligent too.
Oh, definitely she is, man. But yeah, now let me ask you this: even though despite you haven't seen the Robert Pattinson Batman movie, which Batman movie you think is the worst?
Batman and Robin. I mean, even though it was a fun film, you know, mm-hmm. I have to, you know, say that was like the worst because the way it was just handled, you know, mm-hmm. it was too, you know, kiddie, you know, I mean, that's the best word I can describe it. You know, it was just, yeah.
Do you believe? Go ahead. Sorry. I don't mean to cut it.
It's all good. It was too cartoony, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
but it didn't make any sense.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, do you believe maybe they'll reboot it someday?
Well, that I mean, the only way they can do it some justice is if they like do like you know, they've redeemed themselves with the Batman film, with the Nolan films, you know. But I think if they properly introduce Robin, I feel like that's the only way they can redeem it, and Batgirl too, you know what I mean? Because I thought, you know, as a kid, I thought it was cool though. I mean, you know, and that's why I say it was a fun film, you know. I mean, first of all, it was fun in the sense that, you know, we got to see, you know, we got to see Batman, Robin, and Batgirl together since the 1966 TV series.
Right.
But the way the film was done though was just, it was just kind of weird. It was still weird all around.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, Batman having a credit card, for crying out loud, like, what the hell is that?
I mean...
And, like, he and Robin are apparently betting over Poison Ivy.
What the...
Yeah, did you see that part where, like, you know, she's, like, auctioning herself, and they're saying that, they're you know, saying, you know, their money, right? Like, you know, or their, what do you call it, their auction offers, like, oh, I offer so-and-so amount of money. And Robin offers his money, but then Batman's like, you don't have it, and shows off his credit card, and it goes ching ching, and I'm like, what the hell is that? I mean, as a kid, I thought it was like, okay, cool, Batman has a credit card, but now that I'm older, I'm like, what the freak, you know?
Yeah, I think they make it too, they're trying to make it too much comedic relief, I guess?
I guess they were trying to channel the 1966 series, though, but like, it doesn't, you know, with that whole aesthetic, it does not work. Especially with how dark Gotham is, because I think, okay, there's a story behind that too. I wrote an article about it on the Daily Planet site. Go check it out. And I've done some research with how, you know, Tim Burton was actually kind of like, I think what happened was just that because of marketing, Tim Burton wanted to make a third Batman film though, but then, you know, they decided not to do it because of marketing, I think. And originally they were going to have Marlon Wayans cast as Robin. But then for some reason, they didn't want to do it, you know?
Wow.
But then if you read the Batman 1989 comics, like Batman 89, they actually introduce a character that's similar to Marlon Wayans, you know, the character as Robin. And actually Batman 89, I heard that comic's been, I think that comic's been doing pretty good too. You know, especially if you're a fan of the 89 movie, I mean, that's, yeah, read that comic. And it shows, like, you know, him, it shows Two-Face, at played by Billy Dee Williams from Star Wars, who played Lando Calrissian.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, and I think it was just sort of like their way of, you know, redeeming themselves too, because like that, you know, the story behind that is just really interesting. And you know, and I think, you know, yeah, I think it had a lot to do with marketing, and they're like, oh, we're just gonna go a different direction. And Tim Burton's like, are you serious? And I think it had to do with the fact that they wanted to cater towards kids, which I understand. Right. Kids love Batman, but at the same time, yeah. Tim Burton had a vision and it still somehow could have worked. I mean, like There were, you know, I guess Warner Brothers' excuse was just that, oh, you know, the PTAs, whatever, the parents, the conservative, you know, some conservative groups are going to get kind of mad about it. Because, I mean, I think, you know, Tim Burton's films in a way kind of pushed the envelope a little bit, though, but not to the point where, I don't think it got to the point where it was just like, you know, like some of the stuff you see today, like, you know, for instance, you know, The Boys or Walking Dead, or you know, like gory, you know.
Yeah, I have not seen The Boys show yet, so I heard it's a good thing, but
yeah, it's good.
The good, yeah, I need to check out one of these days, but yeah, I feel like WB, and you can talk about any other studio like Sony or whatever. I feel like these companies interfere too much, you know, they interfere. I mean, they didn't even know what to do with Superman. And I have talked about Superman just yesterday on my podcast.
Oh, I'm a fan of Superman. Are you kidding?
Yeah. I feel like they interfere too much. You know, I'm like, what are they doing? I mean, I thought they pretty much abused their power. I'm going to go ahead and say it. They abused their power and they're like, they want to do it this way. And look at what Sony did with Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man version, or what with Tony McGuire, we hear stories about it. What the heck are they doing? Why they interfere? Let the directors do their work. I mean, look at what happened with James Gunn, what's it called? The Justice League. Oh, not James Gunn, I'm sorry. Zack Snyder.
Zack Snyder.
There you go. Snyder. I don't know why I said James Gunn. For some reason, I'm thinking James Gunn for whatever reason. Zack Snyder. Look at what they did with the Justice League movie. They keep interfering. WB, I mean, what are you doing? Let the directors do their work.
Well, I mean, like with the Justice League, to be fair, I mean, not to be fair, because what happened really sucked, because they got the story behind that is just that they had Josh Whedon take over after Zack Snyder's daughter committed suicide. Mm-hmm. And it was just a complete clusterfuck, you know? And the way like, you know, If you watch the movie too, you know, like the way they made Superman digitally smile, because, you know, Henry Cavill had a mustache, you know, that he had to grow out, I think, for Mission Impossible or something. And it was just poorly done. And Josh Whedon, there's a lot of flack on him too.
Yeah.
And, you know, for the way he treated people backstage, and particularly Gal Gadot, who played Wonder Woman. You know, and it was just bad, you know, all the way around. And I think with WB, and like, oh, there's another one too. Ray Fisher too. I mean, Josh Whedon treated Ray Fisher bad too.
Yeah, I heard about that one.
Yeah, and it's just, you definitely want the creators, you know, to have more power. But you want to make sure you have the right creators for the job too, because you know, if you have that one creator who's just, you know, wants to F around, like, you know, Josh Whedon or whatever, it's like, that's going to create all sorts of problems, especially if you've heard, it's almost like a where there's smoke, there's fire kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
And it goes back to the Ezra Miller thing too, because, you know, I mean, I'll go back and say this, like Ezra Miller, I mean, if what they're saying about him is true, then yeah, I mean, shame on him. You know what I mean? He's an ass.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think WB, you know, definitely should have, like, you know, did a little, you know, they should have saw this coming, because especially with the fact that there was another time where he kind of got into an altercation with a fan back in Norway or something, or Iceland, one of those countries.
Yeah.
Like, it was just, you know, stuff like that, you know, I mean, it's like, sometimes I feel like, you know, there has to be sort of a selection process, you know, I think, or a test of character almost.
Yeah.
Or initiation, if you will. I mean, maybe I'm wrong for saying that. Who knows?
Maybe they didn't do their research.
Yeah, you know, but then again, I mean, like, there's only so much you can do even with that, you know, because it's like, you know, but other than that, I mean, in order to, like, you know, create like a good, you know, I, in my opinion, in order to create like a really good superhero film, I think you need someone who either is a fan of the comics and is into film, or at least someone who studies the comics, studies the lore. Like, you know, for instance, with Marvel's Moon Knight, of course they did their homework. Yeah. You know, I mean, especially with dealing with Mark Spector's multiple personality disorder or dissociative identity disorder. Mm-hmm. You know, they did it. They actually delved into that. I think they got most of the influence from Jeff Lemire's run on Moon Knight. And Oscar Isaac did a wonderful job playing Moon Knight, and just also bringing the attention to mental illness, because mental health is no joke.
No.
You know, and I think that's what made the show so good, too, was just like it really went into that.
Yeah.
And also just the character, too, as well, you know, who struggles with that himself and his multiple personalities of, you know, Mark Spector, which is his true self, you know, Stephen Grant, who's like this more scholarly, more intelligent, but then you got Jake Lockley, who's more darker, kind of like rough, you know, kind of like gritty. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think, you know, I think the problem with WB was just that they tried to copy the Marvel Cinematic Universe too much when they should have been doing their own thing. And I think that's why the Arrowverse works so well, because the Arrowverse, you know, was its own thing. I mean, I think it kind of came around the same time as the MCU.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it did, because I think Captain MCU was born like around 2008, and then 4 years later the Arrowverse came, because, you know, 2008 you had Iron Man, and then like the following year or a couple years later you had Iron Man 2, then that the year after that you had like Captain America and Thor, but then you had Arrow come out. And, you know, I think the Arrowverse was probably their best, you know, their best, their answer to the MCU. I think that was like their best, you know, response, you know, if you will. Not so much the films. The films themselves should have been standalone, in my opinion.
Do you believe WB rushed things? Because maybe that's
they the did. Problem. I think that's, so.
I mean, look at what happened with the Superman. I mentioned this yesterday on my podcast with my guests, and I feel like they rushed things. I mean, look at the Man of Steel with Henry, who was great as Superman, or anything, but I feel like they rushed things. They bring Superman versus Batman. You bring Doomsday already to kill Superman, and, you know, in the comics, Doomsday and Superman. He kills Superman, and then you bring Superman alive, and it's just I feel like they really rushed a little bit too much. They could have made, you know, Superman the synchronous, like build it up. Just like, you know, like in professional wrestling term, they build up a storyline slowly, long term storyline. Same thing with them regarding movies, or, you know, especially regarding superheroes like DC or Marvel. What do you think?
I thought Man of Steel was great, actually. I think they should have, like, you know, with Batman versus Superman, I think that should have came later. You know, I agree with that. You know, they should have just stuck with Man of Steel 2.
Yeah.
You know, and just kind of like follow like the Richard Donner verse, in a sense, where they build up Superman, then like they've introduced, like in the next film, they kind of introduce his origins, like they did with General Zod in Superman 2. And yeah, I mean, I totally agree with that. And I think they just got, you know, they let Marvel live in their heads rent free, and thought like they can compete with Marvel, but it's like you really can't. And I think, you know, if they would have invested more in the Arrowverse, I think they would have done a hell of a lot better. Yeah. You know, I think that's why the Arrowverse is so good, because the Arrowverse, everyone does their homework, you know.
Yeah.
Like, that's why so many people, you know, when they, for instance, like in several of the Flash episodes, you see like references, like especially if you're a Flash fan or follow the comics, you would see several references from the comics, like, you know, Jay Garrick, obviously, the Accelerated Man, like the Flash of Earth 19. That was a cool one, you know, when they actually showed him, and he's talking to like one of the characters, and he just runs off, you know. Yeah. And referencing Earth 2, Earth 1, like actually the Arrowverse, in my opinion, was actually introduced in multiverse, in my opinion. They actually did. They were the first.
Yeah.
You know, but before Marvel did.
before Marvel did. Yeah,
and that's why I think, like, honestly, if the Arrow, if they would have just invested more in the Arrowverse instead of making these movies, which, don't get me wrong, Wonder Woman was great, Aquaman was great, you know, yeah. Man of Steel, they were great films, but the other films like Batman versus Superman, you know,
yeah.
And then Suicide was okay. I mean, Suicide Squad was okay.
But James Gunn, I think, by the way.
Yeah, and then, like, even like the first Suicide Squad, there was actually there's a rumored cut of that film too, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that cut. I think with Deathstroke, I believe, appeared that cut.
Yeah. But I think, you know, overall, if they stuck with the Arrowverse too, I mean, that probably would have been like, yeah, I mean, that was like, you know, that's why the Arrowverse is so good. I mean, I think they would have done better with the Arrowverse, in my opinion. And like, the Arrowverse is still, you know, doing pretty well too in terms of the Flash, Superman, Lois. You got Stargirl.
Stargirl was good.
Stargirl was actually pretty good. You know, I heard it was really good. I was surprised.
Yeah, the first. You know when season 3 Stargirl?
I want to say it's like the summer, maybe. The summer. I want to say.
Okay. Yeah. Because I enjoyed the first 2 seasons. That was a great show. So Stargirl. But yeah, you know. Now, let me ask you this. If WB come to you and you're, you know what, we're going to let you be a creator, a director, we'll give you freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for what to do regarding the DCU, but you can make many superhero character movies, you know, Superman, Batman, your own version. What's the first step you would do? Which character you want to create the movie? Maybe, you know, Superman first, or maybe Batman, or what?
You know, if there's any movie I would love to do, I would definitely love to do a Jimmy Olsen film.
Oh, interesting. Jimmy Olsen.
Yeah. I mean, Jimmy's one of my favorite characters, actually. You know, I mean, he's just a young kid, you know, going into the field of journalism. And, you know, just I would like to definitely make a film about him and like how he becomes a photographer. He goes into journalism.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because I have stories from my college days, too, where, you know, I've had my highs and lows, you know, and I can incorporate right. some of that into the film, mm-hmm. you know, and then like at the end of that film, I like to have him, you know, going to Metropolis, seeing Superman for the first time, like a man flying up in the sky. And he's just completely wowed. Like, whoa, like on his first day on the job, you know, after yeah. going through so much in college, you know, and I think, you know, this is kind of make it a film about not giving up and like, you know, that, all that he worked hard for to get to that moment to see a man fly up in the sky, he would have been like, I can just see the look on his face being completely wowed, you know.
You mark out
into Lois Lane, and you know,
yeah. Who you like to see? Who you would cast as Jimmy Olsen?
Jimmy Olsen. I mean, definitely. I mean, I have a lot of characters. I have a lot of actors in mind. I mean, I could definitely cast. I would like to see. I mean, probably Steven Yeun from Walking Dead. I can see him as a Jimmy.
Oh, okay, I can see that.
Yeah. You know, Glenn. Let me see. I think of another character. Maybe even like the guy who plays Barry Allen's son in The Flash. I could cast him.
Yeah, okay. I guess, yeah, I could be a perfect fit for Jim Olsen. Okay. That's cool. Yeah, how many seasons you would... I mean, you said Jim Olsen movie or the show?
I would probably do like a TV series, you know, and like maybe like a mini series, like, you know, similar to like WandaVision or like those other, you know, like the films on the shows on Disney Plus, you know.
Oh, limit series. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Limit series. Okay.
Or and maybe, what, a movie two would be good.
Or a movie two. And what would we see like a fill-in in this some point in this series?
Well, you know, probably a film, you know, I mean, eventually, you know, he'll probably be part of like the Superman arc, perhaps, of films.
Mm-hmm.
Or, another story I like to probably do, if I wouldn't do Jimmy, I probably would do like a story about Perry White. I mean, I haven't heard Perry's going to have his own comic, too.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, interesting. Jim Olsen, the show. Yeah, gotcha. I thought that the guy who played as Jimmy Olsen on Smallville was great.
Sean Ashmore.
I thought he was great as Jimmy Olsen. You know, I believe they didn't bring him in until like later on there in that show. If I remember.
Yeah, he came later.
Like season, I know they bring Lois later too. Maybe season 6, maybe.
I think she came in season four, I want to say.
Season four, okay, yeah. It's been a while I've seen that show. Smallville, I need to rewatch it again. I have somewhere in the DVD, all 10 seasons, or anything like that. But yeah, or anything like that. Now, we talked a little bit about Robin. We mentioned that she decided to be on the big screen. If it's up to you to bring Robin, how do you want to bring it, Robin? Maybe from, you know, how it ends regarding, because in my, for me, I would say, if I want to bring Robin on the big screen, I'll bring, remember the ending of the, not, well, close to the ending of the Christopher Nolan Batman trilogy with that one actor, he discovered the Batcave. What's the actor name? Wow.
I think it's Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, him. I would have him play as Robin. You know, start, you know, from that like maybe a TV series or maybe a movie. That's the way I would do it. What about you?
Yeah. I mean, for me, I'd probably like, you know, introduce him like in a sense, like kind of like in the comics, like Bruce Wayne's going to Haley Circus and he sees, you know, this kid, you know, do several acrobatic tricks, or whatever, but then sees his parents die and, you know, he decides to take him in. He has flashbacks to his childhood. And he decides that, you know, wow, this dude's, you know, this kid's actually going through what I went through those years ago. And I think, you know, I'm called to look after this kid.
Yeah, definitely. And well, even though we saw it in the Titan, do you believe we maybe see at some point see Nightwing at some point on the big screen?
I mean, it's possible. I mean, I would definitely like to do a Nightwing film too. You know, I mean, where I can even, you know, have it focus on Robin. You know, just, you know, it'd be a Dick Grayson story. You know, right. Then Bruce Wayne can be a supporting character where he starts to train him, he starts to bond with him.
Yeah.
And you know, towards the end, he becomes Nightwing.
Nightwing, and yeah, it'll be cool, you know, give these characters involved, you know, regarding, you know, not just, you know, Batman, and okay, Batman's great, legendary character, anything like that.
I think that's why Titans is doing so well, though, too, you know, because they introduced Red Hood, Tim Drake, right now they're introducing, and I'm pretty sure we're probably going to see Damian Wayne at some point.
Yeah, which, by the way, you can catch the Titans on HBO Max. Not that DC Universe nowadays. I used to have DC Universe once upon a time, and I canceled that. And good thing HBO Max, now it's on HBO Max. You can check that out. Titans. I'll probably need to continue to watch it because I'm still on season one, I think. I think I'm still on season one. So I'll watch it tonight. Watch it. But yeah, now let me ask you this question. We did talk a little bit about the Joker or anything like that, or anything we talked about the deleted scene regarding the Batman movie. We saw Heath Ledger Joker, and then famous Jack Nicholson Joker and Shock Phoenix Joker. Who do you think will win the fight between these Jokers?
Let's see. I would say probably Heath Ledger's. I mean, he's kind of more maniacal.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought he's the best Joker. And don't get me wrong. I thought Shaq Phoenix was doing a good job with that character in the movie alone. And Jack Nicholson was a legendary in the 89 Batman. But I thought Heath Ledger was like a whole another new level regarding portraying that character, which is a shame that he passed away. Or I think, you know, Heath Ledger as the Joker, I think he's the best Joker. What do you think?
I mean, in terms of like Heath Ledger,
I thought he was the best Joker.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, he really channeled that role.
Yeah, I did have a theory, and I think there were reports that Christopher Nolan Batman The Dark Knight Rises the Joker was supposed to be on the third one, but due to he passed away, plans change, and you know, whatever. What do you think?
I mean, what do you mean?
Heath Ledger, who, you know, passed away or anything, but I have a theory that Christopher Nolan, he's original plan to have Heath Ledger as the Joker appear the third Batman.
Yeah.
you know, and everything. But due to him passing away, I thought the plans would be different. Instead, we'll see Bane. We might see Catwoman still, but I don't think we will see Bane. We may see maybe a different villain, though. But what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. You know, I mean, like, it would, I mean, yeah. Because, I mean, it would have been cool to see him in the third film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. You know, I do think they may make 3 and 4. That's what I think. I think his original plan will make 4 Batman movies. That's what I think. If they generally fall in the third one as the Joker. So that's why I think maybe bring Bane in the fourth one. What do you think?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I, you know, that would have been a way to introduce Bane.
Yeah, you know, so I get, but it's a shame that he did your pass away with a young age too, 28, 29 year old or anything like that. But yeah, but but anyways, it's great talking about the Batman, you know, from this character Batman. We did talk a little bit about the WB. the WB. And you know what? Actually, let me ask you this. And now I'm gonna go ahead give you an opportunity. If there's one thing, if WB listens to this podcast, what's one thing you want to say to the WB?
Well, I would tell them that, you know, just like don't copy the MCU. Like don't copy Marvel.
Okay. Yeah. Secure that WB. But anyways, it's great talking to you. Great discussion regarding the Batman, movie and such other stuff too. The Flash, Ezra Miller and Sarah. And you're welcome to come back if you're up to it, man.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Definitely, you know, and keep, is there anything you want to plug in? Social media, YouTube or anything like that, man?
Yeah, you can definitely follow me on social media, on my Twitter account at BrianofEarth16. I also have a podcast at Earth16 Comics Wire. You can follow that on Twitter at Earth16 Podcast. And you can definitely check out my work with The Dork Side of the Force, where I write about Star Wars stuff, The Daily Planet, where I mostly write about comic-related news. And I also have a YouTube channel, too, called Earth16 Comics Wire. So go ahead and check it out. I'm going to be posting some more stuff on there. And, of course, my Instagram, also Brian from Earth16 and Earth16 Comics Wire. And on my Instagram, you can check out my cosplay and all that and several more things or goodies.
Check out, folks. And Let's Talk Podcast, I mean, I didn't even be writing that. You can follow me on Instagram, P2H02. I'm still working on trying to get my Twitter account back. I already told Twitter today that I'm gonna keep appealing until you say yes, until you restart my account. So I'm keep appealing it. I'm gonna spam. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna keep appealing. So yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. But anyways, but you can follow me on Instagram, P2H02. That's my podcast has a Facebook page. Give a follow, give a like. I post new episodes, announce new guests regarding Let's Talk Podcast with it. Let's Talk Podcast is available from all 9 different platforms. Actually, 8, because I just find out Breakers, I think it was Breaker, I had to double check, no longer exists anymore for some strange reason. They changed something. I mean, I just find out just not today. And they didn't tell me. Come on, man. But I mean, when was this? But whatever. So it's available from 8 different platforms, which you can listen to all the episodes, including this episode, from 8 different platforms, such as Apple Podcasts, Anchor, Spotify, Stitcher, Oracast, Pocket Cast, Google Podcasts, and Radio Public. That's your 8 platforms. The next Let's Talk Podcast, well, originally Let's Talk Podcast, I suppose I have Greg return to this podcast for this Saturday, but he informed me a few days ago he won't be able to make it. So there'll be no podcast this weekend. We have agreed we're gonna reschedule, date to be determined. So there's that. I may do this whole podcast this weekend. We'll see. Maybe I'll talk about some stuff. I don't know what yet, but we'll see. But anyway, so there's that. But that's Pop Podcast. We'll return next weekend, next Sunday, which Pi from the PW board makes his return. And for the first time, I'll let my guest Pi choose whatever topic he wants to talk about. So there's that. Even for next week on that Stop Podcast. So, anyways, stay safe. Have a good night, everyone. Stay safe. And talk to you maybe this weekend, or if not, next weekend for sure on that Stop Podcast. So, peace out, everyone.
Peace out. Thanks for having me.